Murphy. If you would ever like to be on it here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, you can, of course, call us up, 833-563-2539. It's a great way to do that. Also on Instagram, if you follow us, it's Radio Now AM Show. Just send us a direct message. Say, hey, I'd like to do something for group therapy, and we will definitely get in touch with you. And you can always remain anonymous if that's what you'd like to do. Let's say good morning to Claudia. Hey, thank you so much for reaching out and coming on today for group therapy. What can we help you out with, Claudia?
Hey, guys. All right, well, I just need your help. I'm really struggling here, and I have been for a while. My husband and I have been trying for a baby for 2 years, and we're about to start in vitro, and we have been arguing, like, nonstop because it's just super expensive and stressful. Mm. Plus, all the shots are just kind of freaking me out. So I guess I would love advice from other women going through the treatments because I'm just scared and I'm anxious about it all.
Bless your heart. And that is so common. If I go out with, I'd say, a group of girls, say there's like four or five, I will guarantee there's one or two in the group going through the exact same thing. So it's very common. And it kind of helps to get advice from other women that are going through it or have gone through it to kind of get the nitty gritty of what you can expect. So absolutely, I'm sure we can help you out.
Yeah, the number is 833-563-2539. And it affects a lot of people. I didn't even realize. I have friends in Indy. I have friends when I used to live in a city called Evansville, Indiana. Just different travels. And I'm sure I have friends where I'm from in Michigan that did that. But I didn't know about it. And their cases are both different. Like, they couldn't conceive. Here's a weird thing. They couldn't conceive. They tried for, I think, 3 years. So a little bit longer than you, Claudia. You and your husband have been trying to do. They adopted a baby. And guess what happened?
Then they got pregnant.
Always.
Thomas Rhett, a famous country singer, same thing. They adopted a baby and then she got pregnant. That does happen. But so tell us about your decision to do in vitro, because I know it is expensive. It can be stressful. There's a lot that goes into it. And once you're committed, you're committed. So was your husband on board initially?
We've always talked about having kids and from trying for so long, you know, that conversation started up and he didn't know much about it. So we were just kind of talking about it and, you know, he got on board. It wasn't that he was against it. I just think he wasn't, you know, very knowledgeable on the subject. So now it's just, I guess we didn't talk about it enough. We both just didn't know how hard it was going to be, basically.
Yeah. Are you guys having any actual issues as far as, like, you two trying to deal with this? Because I know sometimes it's nobody's fault, but I know sometimes the situation in itself, plus financially, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
It costs a lot of money to try to conceive a baby.
It's been a struggle. It's just so expensive. So that's one of the things we argue about because, you know, the stress just piles on and money is just one of those things that as much as you don't want to put an emphasis on, it does become a thing. So unfortunately, it is weighing on us.
All right, 833-563-2539. If you need to be too anonymous, maybe you don't feel comfortable talking about this with your name out there, you can be anonymous. That's fine. Just tell Pork Chop when you get on the phone. Claudia, we're going to get somebody else right now, actually, that you can talk to, and we'll take more calls. Justin, hey, you're on with Claudia for group therapy. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Claudia, if the expense of in vitro and it's causing a lot of anxiety due to the shots and your hormones, you know, all that stuff, have you considered adoption? I am getting ready to go into another international adoption.
Aww.
And my son is behind marrying my wife is the best thing that has ever happened to me in my life.
What's his name?
Ryland.
Ryland, and where? Like, tell us about the process.
We adopted him from China. It was about 11 months in total. There's a lot of paperwork involved. The main reason why we went international is because it is very difficult to get matched here in the United States, because the United States is all about reunification, which is fine. And the majority of the time when you are selected, it's an open adoption, which means that the biological parents are still involved.
So from the time you guys decided to adopt to the time you got your son, how long was that?
11 months.
Aww. And you're going to adopt again. That's amazing.
Yes, we are.
Hey, Justin, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Claudia, can you hang on? Because I want to see if we can get some more calls and other people to offer some help
or just
for what you're going through.
Yeah, some people that have been through in vitro or thought about it, you know, just kind of the type of things she should be ready for, look out for, because it's emotional. There's so many... I just, from talking to my girlfriends, I never went through it, but there's so many things you need to be prepared for and ready for, especially within your relationship. So if anyone can offer any advice to Claudia, that would be so wonderful.
Can you hang on, Claudia?
Yes, thank you.
All right, cool. 833-563-2539. If you'd be willing to call in, you could make a big difference this morning here for Claudia on Group Therapy. Group therapy going on right now here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. We've got intern Chloe in the house today, and we are talking to Claudia, who has been trying to conceive a child with her and her husband for the past 2 years, been struggling, and now they're about to go down the road, which a lot of people have went down, and that is IVF. And any advice that you could give her, Claudia is actually on the phone, so she's here to talk to you. We'd appreciate it. 833-563-2539. I also threw this up on our Facebook pages for both stations we're on. It's Radio Now 100.9 or Radio Now Houston. If you could drop a comment, we'll direct Claudia to that too, and maybe you guys can talk to each other. Let's go to Susan this morning. Hey, Susan, you're on with Claudia. What would you want to say?
Hi, Claudia. I just wanted to say that, you know, they're right. There's a lot of women that have struggled with fertility. My husband and I struggled for 5 years, and I think I went through every medical procedure, multiple appointments, the frustration and disappointment mounting year after year. I wish I would have bought stock in pregnancy tests for how many I took, just to be disappointed after.
Aww.
And we went through IVF, and we were really lucky that the first time we were successful and conceived twins, a boy and a girl.
What are their names?
Noah and Madison.
Beautiful. How old are they now?
They are 7.
Wow. So you're busy.
We are. I was told I would never conceive naturally, and then... 4 years ago, I had a surprise baby. We did try in vitro again after, and we were unsuccessful. And the best thing that I can say is try to just stay as positive as possible. The shots are overwhelming. The schedule is overwhelming. But I think a lot of the mental positivity really helps that process. Some people, I did... what is it where you put the needles inside of you to calm you down?
Acupuncture.
Kind of with IVF.
Acupuncture, so, right?
Yeah, so I did do acupuncture the first time through to help, you know, and our IVF team was really supportive of that process. Again, trying to keep the positivity, trying to keep as calm as possible because you have so much hope going on. And your emotions just go up and down. So I just wanted to say, you know, good luck. Keep positive. No matter what happens, don't give up. When it's meant to be, it will all connect.
Oh, that's such great advice. And congratulations, your beautiful family. I love to hear that.
Thank you for calling in this morning. We really appreciate it. 833-563-2539. Claudia, we got a bunch more people I want to get to. Let's go to Chrissy. Hey, Chrissy, thank you for calling in. What do you want to tell Claudia, who's starting to go through IVF with her husband?
Morning. Hey, Claudia. I just wanted to tell you, so I just actually got done with in vitro. Unfortunately, it was unsuccessful this time, but I plan on doing it again here in a couple months. And I just wanted to tell you the fighting with your spouse is absolutely normal. So I've been going through infertility treatments for 3 years, and it seems like every time we are going through that process, we are at each other's throats.
Mm.
I think it's just we don't consider, you know, all the stress that's on the guy as well. But one piece of advice for you is there are so many support groups on Facebook for women that are going through the same thing. And they will have, you know, videos showing you how to do your shots. And that has really just been a lifesaver for me throughout this whole process is having a group of girls that are going through the same thing.
Do typically the guys give, I mean, they administer the shots, so they're probably nervous too because they don't want to mess this up, right?
Yeah, my guy wouldn't give me the shot.
Oh, he wouldn't do it? You're like, practice on an orange. Okay.
Yeah.
That's scary. Yeah,
those Facebook groups, they absolutely just saved me going through this process.
Wow, Christy, hey, thank you for calling in and sharing that. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to Amber this morning. Amber, thank you for calling in. You're also on with Claudia for group therapy.
Hey, Claudia. So I agree with everyone who's already speaking. Stay positive. I also did acupuncture. I did IVF last year, and I have a 10-month-old baby girl.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations. What's her name?
Thank you. Kylan.
Oh, beautiful. I love that.
Thank you. But as going back to the finances, one, you guys really have to be a team, especially when you're doing those shots. You've got to have support around you. Your hormones are just going to go nuts. But for finances, I really recommend if you've already visited a clinic or going to multiple clinics, asking them to see if you qualify for any IVF studies. Sometimes you can get major discounts if you do qualify and get IVF for, you know, a couple thousand dollars, you know, five or under versus, you know, 18 to 20.
Wow, that's a great idea, Amber.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling in. All right, Claudia, we got one more person. And once again, I want to remind everybody, Facebook is a great way that you can do that. Or DM us, Radio Now AM Show, if you don't want it publicly there. But Radio Now 100.9 or Radio Now Houston to get in your comment. Eileen, hey, you're on with Claudia. Any advice or anything you want to share with her? She and her husband have been trying for 2 years to conceive a child, and they haven't been able to. So now they're going to try doing IVF. And it's a scary process.
Hi. So pretty much I had a boyfriend when I was way younger, and we were trying for like 3 years to have a baby, and I ended up getting pregnant, but then I lost that baby. So then I just kind of gave up trying, saying I'm never going to have a baby. Then I got with my now husband, and we were trying for about a year, and then he proposed to me, and pretty much the night he proposed to me, we got pregnant.
Wow. Some magic happening.
Yeah, so pretty much I'd say because we were gonna go do IVF, but then that happened. So pretty much never give up on natural. Of course, if it's not working, get IVF.
Okay.
But it's pretty scary. I went to a couple clinics about it, and they said that there was a lot of paperwork and all that kind of stuff.
Just one thing at a time. Stay positive. Thank you guys for the great advice.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Claudia, we hope that this at least gave you a little reassurance or maybe somewhere to go and start. Sounds like there's a lot of support groups online, including Facebook, that you might be able to turn to help out.
And so many people I love and girlfriends are going through the exact same thing. So if you're fighting with your significant other, it is totally normal. But just remember, you love each other. You got each other's back. And all these people, I mean, the good majority have beautiful babies. So keep us updated. We want to follow your journey, okay?
Great, yes. Thank you so much.
All right, cool. If you want to be on a future episode of Group Therapy, call us anytime, 833-563-2539, or hit us up in the DMs on our Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show.